101.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Yeah. And that's Cream. Cream, live Cream. From the album Live Cream, we heard Rollin' and Tumblin', Jack Bruce on harmonica, Eric Clapton on guitar, Jack Bruce also on vocals, and Ginger Baker on drums. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and I'm your host, Gary Ault. And hey, you know, if you're a Clapton fan and if you're listening to this show, there's a good chance you are. You're probably really, really excited about the announcement that Eric is going to be playing on May 1st and 2nd, I believe it is, at Madison Square Garden because of his 70th birthday, which is actually in March, coming up in a week or so. You know, you probably, you know, we're just really trying to dine and get tickets. So I wanted to talk about that issue of getting tickets. And we're not going to do a question of the week or the Eric influence this week, because we got some things to talk about. Everybody that's ever tried to get tickets for a concert has gone through the frustration of the incredibly, you know, questionable services of Ticketmaster and other sources, and the, you know, unfair, unjust, completely wrong treatment by ticket scalpers that just kind of grab up all the tickets and then sell them for outrageous prices on eBay and StubHub and stuff like that. Well, there have been noble efforts by some to kind of you know, take care of that situation, to kind of deal with it. Anything from, you know, making it that you have to buy the album to you know, get tickets, and, you know, just different things. And so there's a relatively new website that's actually kind of, I guess you'd say, devoted to the as a sort of fan club for Eric Clapton. You can get all kinds of merchandise, whether it's sweatshirts or coffee mugs or whatever, plus audio and visual stuff. And you know, they came up with a very noble attempt at kind of, you know, at least ameliorating the problem somewhat. And that was basically to reserve a certain block of tickets for individuals that are members of that website. And there's a fee for, you know, being a member, of course, you know, a non-refundable fee. And there's no guarantee that you'll get tickets, of course. But unfortunately, you know, I mean, I tried it this past week, and what basically happened was it's very obvious that the scalpers bought probably just about all of the tickets that they were offering, because, you know, right at 11 o'clock when it was time to get on, you know, and I got my tickets, by the way, so I'm not complaining about that. But right about the time it was time to get on, the tickets are all gone. There's absolutely nothing available. So then you eventually check eBay and StubHub, and lo and behold, there are tons and tons of tickets at exorbitant prices. So guess what? They basically bought memberships and made their money, are going to make, you know, more than make their money back on the scalping fees. So that's not really the solution. And the real problem is that there's no, is this incredible carrot dangled in front of you. And then, you know, you really kind of wasted your money, and it's non-refundable. So it's not really a fair system. It's a really nice idea, but not a fair system. So what I was, you know, suggesting that, you know, anybody that's interested in kind of being part of a solution, perhaps, because you really can't talk at a Ticketmaster. There's just no way to contact them, really. I'll give you email address. You might, you know, just think about writing. I'm not trying to, you know, organize community protests or anything, but just, you know, if you like to share your ideas on this with somebody that maybe could make a difference, try EC Access. You could just say it's Eric Clapton Access. EC Access at WBRsupport.com. That's WB as in boy, rsupport.com. And just, I don't know, you know, tell them that you don't think it's fair that to have a, you know, the carrot dangle in front of you just for the scalpers to kind of take up all the tickets and sell them at outrageous prices. And then people can't even get their money back for the membership that didn't really get them any kind of advantage. You know, it's just, you know, if you're interested, just, you know, if you want to do that. Because, you know, we're about Eric Clapton tonight, and we want to see people be able to get tickets that they, you know, to their favorite artists. And again, I got mine, you know, so I'm not complaining, but just a little community effort there. I am going to now play something from Blind Faith that you might not have heard before.
Keep me together when I'm feeling down. I just need a taste, cause I'm living in this place, and it's bringing me down. Honey, need your loving before I go crazy, cause it's so hard. Cause it's been so long since I
watch yourself. Better watch yourself. Better watch yourself. Better watch yourself. You better watch yourself.
Okay, that's Eric Clapton with the Blues Band from the 24 Nights collection. Each side of that, each side of the vinyl was from a different night, and that was the Blues Band. And that included Buddy Guy and Robert Cray on guitar. That was Watch Yourself, the Buddy Guy song. And before that, we heard Can't Find My Way Home in there. I got to correct that. That was Spending All My Days from Blind Faith, from the album Blind Faith. And that was not on the original album, Blind Faith. That was on, deluxe edition releases and stuff like that. So we got to change it on the set list. That was Spending All My Days from the album Blind Faith. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. Reminding you to write to ecaccess@wbrsupport.com. That's ecaccess@wbrsupport.com. To, you know, kind of remind them that it's not really fair to have, their solution to the ticket conundrum of how do you beat the scalpers, but it doesn't really work when all the scalpers just buy the tickets from the fan website and then, just sell them at outrageous prices, and all the fans that paid to get on ahead of line don't get their money back. So that's not really fair. So write to ecaccess@wbrsupport.com. And we're going to take a break now here at Crossroads of Music of Eric Clapton and come back with some John Mayall.
Matt here. Join me Wednesday night from 10 till midnight for The Knife Edge, an exploration of complex musical passages, fantastical lyrics, extreme musicianship, and everything else that made progressive rock razor sharp across the decades. That's The Knife Edge, Wednesday at 10 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Villa Milagro Vineyards, located in historic Finesville, New Jersey. Owners Steve and Audrey Gambino use a combination of organic and sustainable farming practices for their European-inspired wines. Open for tastings and private gatherings, Villa Milagro also hosts bi-weekly concerts in their intimate tasting room.
Coming up on March 21st at 6:30 p.m., the Darla Rich Trio.
908-995-2072 or on the web, njfinewines.com.
Would you like to help your favorite radio station but find yourself a little short on dough? Then donate your time and answer phones while hanging out in the studio with your favorite WNTI DJs. Just drop by the studios and sign up on the board or contact Melanie Teal by phone at 908-979-4355 extension 1 or by email teal.m@centenarycollege.edu. Help us keep WNTI on the air so we can keep you in great music.
Thank you. small speech another time. Think I have it memorized.
Again.
Boy, you lied to me.
Again.
And you're hurting me.
Again.
I've made up my mind.
And I won't take you back this time.
Oh,
again.
Don't start calling me.
Again.
No apologies.
Again.
I won't change my mind.
And I won't take you this time.
Sorry, those words for you were easy. You think that they appease me, but I know now they're just two words you used to play me. Stop, cause I will not believe it. This time I'm leaving all the hurt and pain behind, so
I can just be happy once again.
Be happy
once again.
Oh, baby.
WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And this is this week's Judy Moment. Thank you. Yeah, you might recognize that voice as Paul Carrack, and that's who that was. But that was with Eric Clapton's band from, it was actually called Band du Lac, which is very bad French for Band of the Lake or Lake Band or something like that. It was a one-night thing. In fact, the name of the album is One Night Only Live, and it featured Gary Brooker and a whole bunch of people, including, I talked about this a week or two ago, including the Drifters and Chris Barber on trombone. And again, that was Paul Carrack singing the song How Long with Eric Clapton on guitar. And before that, let's see, what do we hear before that? I got to go to the playlist, don't I? Because I'm not going to remember it. We heard, we started the whole thing off with Bernard Jenkins, which was a single of Lonely Years and Bernard Jenkins, one the A and the other the B side, from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and Eric Clapton, a very early single that they did with just John on piano and Eric on guitar. And that was only available as a single for many years, and then it appeared on various collections. And then finally on the deluxe double CD version of John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. And then we heard something you might not have heard before from Kelly Price. We heard from the album Priceless, we heard Again, which is a song that Eric Clapton added his guitar artistry too. And after that, we followed it up with the Judy moment of the week. We heard a song called Madam X, which is one of the very few songs written just by Eric Clapton that other artists have recorded on their albums. That was Robbie Robertson's album, How to Become Clairvoyant, and it featured Eric Clapton and, believe it or not, Trent Reznor, yes, of Nine Inch Nails. So, and then we finished again with How Long from Paul Carrack with Eric Clapton. And that reminds me of the fact that Eric is on tour. Well, it's not so much a tour because he's kind of retired from – he's not kind of retired from touring. He's retired from touring. He doesn't want to deal with the airports anymore. And can you blame him at the age of 70? Paul Carrack is going to be part of the band that will be at Madison Square Garden on May 1st and 2nd of this year, along with Steve Gadd on drums, the incredible drummer Steve Gadd, Nathan East, the very longtime companion of Eric in many of his bands, Chris Stainton on keyboards, and then Sharon White and Michelle John on vocals, with Andy Fairweather Lowe opening this time, with Andy Fairweather Lowe and the Lowe Riders. He's played with Eric a bunch of times. So, that's just a reminder, and I've gotten phone calls already from people saying, yeah, you know, what about this ticket business? We're really tired of it. It's been going on for years. And again, this is not like to, you know, get some kind of a public protest going, but just to let you know that there might be a way that you can at least, you know, send an inquiry and ask, you know, what's up? Because some people have kind of tried their best. I mean, you know, kudos to them, really, for trying to, you know, make it so that the true fans can get the tickets and not, you know, go to the scalpers. So there's a website set up that allows, you know, Eric Clapton fans to pay to become a member, and it's a non-refundable. You know, that becomes obvious when you read the fine print, and there's no guarantee that you'll get the tickets. It just puts you in the queue, and so they buy a block of tickets, and but what ends up happening is that as soon as, you know, I've heard this from many people, as soon as you go on the website or to Ticketmaster with that code, the tickets are gone already, and it becomes very obvious that scalpers have bought up the tickets and, you know, using fake membership IDs, so that they really haven't solved the problem. It's actually made it worse, because now true fans are paying money to be online, and they get nothing, and they don't get their money back. So it's really quite the ripoff. And then it's not intended to be, obviously. It's not like they're trying to just profit off of people, but it's a really bad idea. So, I mean, it's a good idea, but with a really bad implementation of the idea. So if you want to, you know, I'll just give you an email address if you want to inquire or say, you know, what's up with that? How come people can't at least get their money back or, you know, come up with a better system? Try writing to ecaccess@wbrsupport.com. That's rsupport.com. And just, you know, see what happens. And you can tell them where you heard it. You know, tell them you heard it on a greater New York area radio station or something, you know. So we're going to take a break now and play some more music from Eric Clapton.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. A fabulous new band, Strand of Oaks, is with us this week, plus a great musician and dear friend, Chuck Prophet, and an Achievement Award story that's sure to warm your heart. All this week in E-Town. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey, presenting live music and cultural events throughout the year. Coming to the Newton Theater on March 21st, Rumpelstiltskin. More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700 for the Newton Theater.
Branded Screen Printing of Chester, New Jersey. Branded Screen Printing is a full-service silk screener who can print your logo onto shirts, mugs, magnets, signs, and other promotional items. Their work is on display on WNTI t-shirts. More information on Branded Screen Printing's products and capabilities. Available by phone at 908-879-7411. For Branded Screen Printing of Chester, New Jersey.
We'll be right back. what's your name? You hear the rhythm singing down.
That was an abrupt ending. That was Eric Clapton from Nothing But the Blues, which is a film by Martin Scorsese, and we heard Crossroads. And playing live material tonight, as a reminder, that there is maybe something you can do about this ticket baloney, about, you know, not being able to get tickets. And I'll give you the website, email address again, because people keep calling me and asking about it. It's ecaccess@wbrsupport.com. ecaccess@wbrsupport.com, and just ask him what's up with this. How can you know, you set aside a block of tickets and nobody can get them, and then they pay this fee to the website and you can't get the feedback. What's going on with that? You know, it's not right. So you got to do something about that. Don't know what the answer is, but it can't be what they come up with. And they're really trying. Give them a lot of credit. But anyway, this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. Streaming on the web at wnti.org. I'm your host, Gary Ault of Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. We're going to play Eric Clapton right now.
You say you want everything good for me, but I know you so well. I can tell when you're lying, making believe. You're looking up to me. Part of me is deep inside of you. When it's done, all he can, you come right into your other man.
I don't know why. yet you are. I'll make sure that you got some heat.
I've got you on my mind. You know you've got my time. Now and then, baby, hey, I want you to know
I wanna marry you. Isn't that what you want to?
That's B.B. King and Eric Clapton with Marry You, or I Want to Marry You. Yeah, I should probably make that the Judy moment one of these weeks. What's the matter with me? So, yeah, that's from Riding with the King. And before that, we heard I Don't Know Why from Eric Clapton, the first solo album by Eric Clapton. So this is 91.9, and you know, this is Eric Clapton's show, Crossroads. I'm your host, Gary Ault. We've been playing all things Eric Clapton. And, you know, other people that he's played with, like Robbie Robertson and Kelly Price and people like that. We do that every week. And also, we were telling you tonight about this email address that you can write to if you want to be part of the solution to the ticket problem of these major scalping fiascos. Write to EC. I'm not going to tell you to write to. I'm just going to give you the address. ecaccess@wbrsupport.com. ecaccess@wbrsupport.com. That's WB as in boy, R as in Robert, support.com, and ask him what's up with, you know, putting aside a block of tickets and letting it go to scalpers anyway and not giving people their money back for having bought into the website to get online. What's up with that? So, hey, for the rest of the evening, E-Town with tonight's guests, Strand of Oaks and Chuck Prophet. And after that, Matt O is going to be doing a special edition of The Knife Edge. It's going to be all live music. So not only is he live in the studio, but he's going to be playing live music. And after that, Keller Seller with Keller Williams. So until next week, I bid you adieu, have a good night, and we'll see you on the radio next week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.